As I see, most of you are priests, deacons, theologian students, and servants. So I want to tell you some ideas about our Lord Jesus Christ as a leader in service, as a manager. Because sometimes we serve God, but we lack some management skills. We can learn from our Lord how to manage the service everywhere. It was written in Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So, our Lord Jesus Christ lived his life perfect. And then he started his service by teaching people and curing diseases. And there is a third line in his life that he started to make the church, to manage making disciples, putting leaders, so when he ascended to heaven, everything will continue as he planned. In Luke chapter 10, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So, although our Lord can cover all the needs of the service, but he planned to use the 12 and then the 70, that's why he could cover the service in this generation. So this skill we have as priests, deacons, servants, we should know how to manage the service as the Lord managed the service, not only by teaching, not only by living the good life, but also by managing the service. So yesterday I was speaking about our Lord Christ as a perfect teacher. Today I want to tell you the Lord Christ as a perfect manager. So, saying Christ first, we now see three main items in his life. First of all, he lived. He was working. He acts. Second, he teaches. Third, he starts organizing or managing. So all servants should go the same way. We should live the Christian teaching. Then we should teach the Christian teaching. Third point, we should organize system to work the service in the best way. As if we are saying, start being a good Christian, live your life in living and loving, act as Christian, and work and sacrifice your life before anything. The second point, evangelize the name of Christ. Start teaching or preaching, but make your teaching living teaching, because people should see whatever you say in your life. People should see the teaching living in your life. And then make disciples as ordered by the Lord, so your mission will never end. Second point in the managing program of our Lord Jesus Christ, how to choose good choices. In order to make our church strong, we need to choose good servants for each category. For the kids, good servant. For the youth, for the women, for the men, for the workers. So, the kind of choosing servant, this is a talent or a skill in management. As you can see, our Lord Jesus Christ chose the 12 disciples and he went to the sea to choose Peter and Andraus. So he was always in a state of choosing the potentially good servants for the future. The good skilled manager will see the goodness in everyone around, even Saint Matthew, who was not good in the eyes of everyone. But the Lord Jesus could see that this man in the future will be fine. So he chose Matthew and many who were not prepared, were not good before the eyes of the people, but were good in his eyes. Some of the priests may say, I do not have any servant in my church. Actually, you are the one who will make servants. You just start by choosing the potentially good. Those who are in the future may help. And then on the third step, you have to start discipleshiping them by companionship. He went up on the mountain and called to him those who himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. I remember our father Pope Shenouda used to do this, to bring some of the monks to stay with him for some time and then sending them to preach as bishops or monks everywhere. But they stayed with him for some time. This companionship is very essential to let others be a good servant as you. To be a good leader as the Lord Himself, you have to have a vision. Do you know what the vision? The vision means the complete picture, the final dream you dream of. So the vision in our service is the kingdom of heaven. This means we as priests or leaders in the service, we should focus on the vision. We need all people to be saved. We need to think this way. And through this vision, I can plan now what to do. If I don't have the vision, the final vision, I can never plan for the future. I cannot manage the service properly. Our dream or our vision or our desire, it's the same like God's desire. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? In this case, we have to revise always as leaders what our vision is. What do we aim at? What do we dream of? So in order to be a good Christian leader, first of all, we should live a Christian life. We should teach the Christian teaching. Then starting managing, we choose the good ones to share us and we help them to be good disciples to the Lord through our companionship. And then we have all the same vision of salvation of everyone. So after the vision, having one vision for all servants, then it comes to the mission. The mission is a specific part of the vision. What we are going to do this year, what we are going to do with these people. So we call this the mission. So our Lord Jesus Christ, as a perfect leader, have the final vision, the complete vision. But he sent his disciples in a mission. The mission has a start and an end, has a specific target, has some time to do. So this is what we call mission. Another important point to be a good or a perfect leader, after having a good, perfect vision and a specific mission, you have to make the team developing, what we call team development, because we lack in our churches the team spirit. Sometimes we have good servants, but when they work together, they cannot produce the best outcome because they do not know how to work together. So the good leader has to organize for this, has to work with the team spirit and team development. When you remember the story of the miracle of the 5 loaves, you can see how our God, Lord Jesus Christ, was developing his disciples. He asked them first, what we can do with this problem of these people fasting for a few days. Then he asked them to put the people into groups. Then he prayed on the bread. Then he asked them to go and distribute the loaves. So everything was in order, was organized, was planned, and they got out of him how to lead the people, although they were like 20,000 people on the mountain. As written in chapter 9 of Luke, the apostle, when they had returned, so they went for a mission a few days, and then they came back to the Lord, told him all that they had done. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. In this case, he is making the follow-up. When they returned back to him, he was following what they did, what they taught, and he was commenting and correcting their mistakes. In order to be a good leader like our Lord Jesus Christ, after having a vision and a specific mission, we have to put the action plan. And in the action plan, we have at least 7 questions should be cleared, should be answered clearly. Who is going to do what and when, how and where, how much, and he will refer to who. So these 7 questions should be put into any action plan of any service. If you go back to the story of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was assigning somebody to do something in some specific time, and he is telling them how to do this, and then they refer back to him. So this schedule or this list of questions were there in his program always. Like when he sent the 70 disciples, he was telling them many things like, heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out in the street and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. So before sending them, he told them what exactly to do, what not to do, and when they should come back to him to be followed up. You know, nowadays leadership is a great science, but actually we can find all the points of leadership in our Lord Jesus Christ. So having a complete vision, specific mission, team development, action plan, we should have also what we call regulations or protocol, because with this list of points, what to do, what not to do, it will help us to do everything as planned, as regular as God's will. And you know, these regulations might change from time to time, because when he first sent them to serve, he put the rules, don't carry any bag, nor bread, nor money, and don't have 2 tunics or pieces. But if you go to the last mission, when he sent them to the whole world, he told them, carry something with you. So some regulations may be changed from time to time according to the mission, according to the goal we are aiming at. Also, an important point in being a good leader, you should learn how to delegate. We mean by delegation, we are giving authority to others to do what we are supposed to do in order to help them well trained and in order to develop them as leaders for the future. And the Lord himself was delegating many things. He gave his authority on the demons for curing diseases to his disciples. And nowadays we as priests have some sort of delegation from the Lord himself. I would say that the best servant is the one who are always making new servants with delegation. So by delegation, the range of the service will spread rapidly and everyone in the church can serve in a way. The last point in the good leader is the point of planning and follow-up. We have said the planning, but you have to follow up the plan. So we need to sit to think what to do in the future, how to solve our problems, and put the plan, follow up the plan, changing the plan. This is what we call planning and follow-up. In the Lord's life, we can see steps. First of all, he came to our land and he made the redemption. This is the phase 1. In phase 2, he promised with the Holy Spirit and he gave his disciples, his church, the Holy Spirit. So this was like phase 2. Phase 3 is making his disciples going for evangelism. Phase 4, starting with Jerusalem. Phase 5, going to all nations. By this planning, the Lord is covering the whole world in His generation. So, being a good leader, He had a vision, specific missions. He is choosing His team, developing the team. He is putting the action plan. He is delegating His authority. He is following up His men. So He put the plan in phases. All these skills are the skills of a good leader. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you.